their AI.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to these people talk, it is very clear that an AI-based religion is on, you know, their roadmap for how this is going to go. You know, the people will be worshiping the AI like as a god. You know, if you, you know, Joe Rogan is almost there when he talks about, you know, how amazing AI is. And so, you know, possibly within the next couple of years, definitely within 10 years, we're going to see, you know, an American religion emerging around the AI god, for
all right.
Sure.
And so the best way to resist this is what? What's something we can do to set up our resistance of that new religion?
You know, support politicians who, you know, are willing to confront this head on, you know, politicians who support antitrust, politicians who support socialism, you know, to the extent possible, don't subsume your life into these tech, you know, matrices, and, you know, continue engaging with the written word.
Okay, so and what should we read? Give us a book pick or two. What's one of your favorite books that you did manage to get through this year?
One of my favorite books that I did manage to get. I read a great spy novel about a woman spy, sort of riffing on you know, the classic Le Carré novels by a woman named Leah Carpenter. I really enjoyed that. That was great. It's called Ilium. And another book I read,
another Iliad reference
that I you know, really loved was you know, the new Thomas Pynchon book. I'm a huge fan of Thomas Pynchon. I think you know, he understands a lot about this stuff, and,
sure.
And his new book is a lot of fun.
Bleeding Edge. Did you like that one?
Yeah, I did.
What's your favorite Pynchon?
Gravity's Rainbow.
Yeah. I started it. I haven't gotten through the whole thing. I have been on a Greek and Roman kick this year, and so I actually did read the Iliad and Odyssey and Aeneid, and at some point I'm going to do at least part of a show on that reading, and part of that was reading the Julian Jaynes book, which if anyone is really in for a mind bender, I would recommend it. It's a classic book. It's called The Origin of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. And it goes to some pretty wild places. And now in Ulysses, you know, for obvious reasons, to continue the Homeric Jeopardy category, I guess. So, Noah McCormack, I want to thank you for being here. We're all going to be visiting The Baffler at thebaffler.com. Anything in particular we should look for there?
Well, the subscribe button, you know, you know, it's a great magazine. You know, afterwards, the issue my essay appeared in is still the current one out. Our next issue goes to press on Wednesday, so 2 days from now. It'll be out, I think, at the beginning of the new year. So we do 5 issues a year, and those are all themed, and then we publish you know, nonfiction and fiction online. Our fiction comes out on Fridays online, our nonfiction the rest of the week. And, you know, we cover pretty much everything that's bad in the world.
Oh, what a wonderful mandate. Anything that's bad. I'm surprised it's not 1,000 pages every time it comes out.
You know, my mother is like, "Are you sure you want to work at Depression, the magazine?" And I'm like, it's important. I do want to work here.
Well, some people say that this radio show is depressing sometimes. But, you know, it's like penicillin. You need a little bit of the bad in order to shield you from.
I'm going to borrow that line.
Yeah. All right. Well, Noah McCormack, publisher of The Baffler, really appreciate you coming out to be the live in-studio guest today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you as well. Thank you for having me.
Again, that's Noah McCormack from The Baffler. He has a piece in the November 2025 issue, the current issue of The Baffler, called "We Used to Read Things in This Country." You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. I want you to stay tuned for Dave Mandel. I can't handle Dave Mandel, and neither can you, but you can handle Mandel's It's Complicated. It's a prog rock show, and he's going to take good care of all of you. Until next time, friends, I do have a little bit of homework for you. I want you to Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. For our outro, thanks to Brother Daniel Blumen, I've got a piece by Patrick Cowley called Robot Children, Do You Love Your... I'll see you next time, friends. Have a good one.
Hello, how are you all tonight? I am fine. My name is Dave Mandel. This show is called It's Complicated. It comes to you every Monday evening at 7, hot on the heels of the Tectonic program, hosted by Mark Hurst. Welcome. Thanks for joining me tonight. Lots of good music, believe it or not. And we're going to start with a band I have played on this show, but not in a while, not in a couple of years. So, you know, the statute of limitations is up. And they are one of the, for my money, one of the great, one of the greatest of the Italian prog bands. Kind of borderline. This band was a member of Rock in Opposition, RIO, who I mentioned probably very often on the show, the organization of mostly European groups assembled, organization founded by Chris Cutler of Henry Cow. And they are very good. Stormy Six is the band I'm talking about. And we're going to hear a track from a 1980 LP called Macchina Macaronica. Stormy Six. Thank you.
doppia infanzia è appena ieri. L'assenza era sotto i bicchieri scolati sul marmo. Il richiamo formicola ancora nel grano. Le lucciole, presenze intermittenti tra i monumenti e i mari e gli sterrati lunari. Nell'atrio della casa popolare si può seppellire o studiare, per rabbia lo puoi pregare. Intanto odio imperfetto, non ha memoria, non dice quasi niente. Thank you.
And music there from the Italian group Stormy Six. Heard a track from the 1980 LP, Macchina Macaronica, and that was a piece called La Luciole, which I believe means the firefly, or fireflies? Firefly, singular, we're going to go with here. Stormy Six, one of my favorite Italian prog-ish groups. There are so many to choose from, mind you. We are going to come back to these shores, namely Oakland, California, I believe is where these folks are from. And I don't think I've ever played these people on the show. It's hard to believe. I do check sometimes. There's the WFMU. I'll put in a plug here for the WFMU playlist search page on our website. It's really, really good. And me, I use it for my purposes. I'll be completely honest here to refresh my memory on, like, have I played these people on the show before? When have I played them? Because there's just so much to keep track of. And so I did check today, and it seems I've never played these folks on the show. A tragic mistake that we're going to rectify right now. So this is the group Sleepy Time Guerrilla Museum. We're going to hear a track from a 2007 LP called Inglorious Times, and this will be the track Angle of Repose from Sleepy Time Guerrilla Museum.
I planted the song and it came up. Fighting, I buried the battle. It came up, facing
And that's the band Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum from Oakland, California, with some undiluted, unmitigated, unalloyed prog, the hard stuff. Great, what a great band. We heard a track called Angle of Repose from the album Inglorious Times, 2007, from Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. And we're now going to leave the U.S. for a bit, because who among us does not want to get out of this hellhole country once in a while? And we're going to go over to Germany. I'm going to play something. I think I've played these guys before. Speaking of the WFMU playlist search page, I have played these guys before, but not in a while. And I don't think I've played this. I'm going to play a track from Nectar, or Nectar, depending on how pedantic you want to be. And I'm going to play a track from the album Remember the Future, which I guess put them on the map. They're, you know, breakthrough LP, if you can call it that. I mean, not necessarily a top 40 hit, but big in the sort of proggy world when it came out in 1973. Remember the Future. I'm going to play, there's Remember the Future part, I think there's two or three parts. I'm going to play part one, which is plenty long enough. It's like 16 minutes. So Nectar, Remember the Future part one, and what I'm going to play, not that it necessarily matters, is from the recently released, well, a little while back, released 50th anniversary edition of the album, which again was originally released in 1973. And I'm going to do something here and say, let's hold off a second on that, because I want to make an announcement before I forget. So Nectar's coming up in just a second. Hold tight. But I need to tell you before it slips my mind that next week, on next week's program, that's December 15th, my guest will be Derek Shulman, the former singer, I won't say leader, but the front man of Gentle Giant, one of the great, great prog groups, one of the great groups, I hate to even qualify them, and certainly one of my favorites. Derek Shulman recently published, or just published, a memoir called Giant Steps, a book. It's very good. And we'll be talking about that and talking about Gentle Giant and his career. And the interview has been recorded already, to be honest with you, so I can say with some confidence that it's a good interview with a lot of stories and information. There are appearances by Karen Carpenter comes up in conversation, Black Sabbath. Who else? Elton John. We talk about Elton John at length. Good interview. So next week, a week from today, on this show, Derek Shulman interviewed, about a half-hour-long interview. All right. Now back to the business at hand. Again, Nectar, I won't go through the whole deal again, but we're going to hear part one, longish part one from the album Remember the Future. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible piece of music, genuinely great piece of music from the group Nectar or Nectar. And I had to refresh my memory. I don't have six different pressings of the album here with me in the studio. I wish I did, but I don't. And the deal is that the original release, I guess the original German release, had contained two sidelong pieces, Remember the Future Part 1 and Remember the Future Part 2. And they were both suites, you know, they were both sequences of connected songs. That's what a suite is, as a matter of fact. But when the record was released in the U.S. and maybe some other countries, they didn't like that here, and they split it up. So I think on the American release of the album, which again I don't have to hand here, the side was split up into individual tracks, which is blasphemy, horrible. It's horrible act of barbarism. So we heard, I guess, side one, the original side one of Remember the Future from Nectar. Absolutely great piece of music, really. Not a single wasted second there. All right, we're going to hear, oh, and also I should mention, they're known as a German band, and I may have even referred to them as a German band, and they were based in Germany. But the founding members of the group, and possibly even all members of the group, were actually English, expats, British expats. And so, you know, German/British, German/English, I guess. All right, then. We're going to hear a Dutch group now called Earth and Fire, who have the unfortunate fate where anyone who does a web search for them is probably going to hit Earth, Wind, and Fire. But this is a completely unrelated group, Earth and Fire, based in the Netherlands and active in the early 70s. We're going to hear a track called Storm and Thunder from the album Song of the Marching Children. This is the group Earth and Fire.
Darkness up, the night has gone. A blackbird sings a song at dawn. Crystal drops of morning dew are covering all the grass. The landscape wears its morning dress. The foliage of the dancing above the lake. The haymakers, they go away, hiding for a star. A flash of lightning struck.
Come
And that's a track called Storm and Thunder from the group Earth and Fire, No Wind, Just Earth and Fire. Dutch band, again, from a 1971 LP called Song of the... Song of the what? Song of the Children. I don't remember the title. Song of the Marching Children. I knew there were children in there somewhere. And is someone... Do I hear someone saying we need to pick the tempo up a little bit? Is that what you want me to do here? All right, then. This is going to be a group from Massachusetts called 14 Foot One, and we're going to get just a little bit faster here. Alrighty then, that was the group 14 Foot One, and we heard a track from the album called Two, T-W-O, Two, and they again are from Massachusetts, and that album was released in 2012. It's available on Bandcamp, along with, I think, at least a couple other albums by that group, 14 Foot One. We're going to hear something now from a New York City-based group or a New York City-based person, composer. He's a keyboard player mostly and composer, a guy named Lex Korten, K-O-R-T-E-N. And I'm going to play a track from an album called Canopy that was released, I think just earlier this year, I think just a few months ago, 2025 release, like summer or even fall 2025. And I should mention that it's a great album. I'm not dissing it in any way, but this is kind of an atypical track. I was happy to hear it because it is very proggy, or very RIO, Rock in Opposition, to go back and mention them again, but not really typical of the album. The album is good, but this is an outlier, and it's great. It's a track called Air Below Sky. This, again, is from Lex Corton. That was, in fact, the wrong track. Give me a second. Let me get the right one here. Ah, yes. Thank you. got to make sure to get the last, very last sounds in at the end of the track. Anyway, sorry for the false start. Normally, I would just let it go, but I had just mentioned, and it's true, that that's really the only proggy track on that album, so I couldn't very well let the wrong track play. Anyway, music there from Lex Korten, K-O-R-T-E-N. We heard a track called Air Below Sky, and again, that's from an album called Canopy. He is a New York-based keyboardist and composer. Really great record. And that will do it for tonight's show. Thanks so much for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. Thanks, as always, to all the lovely folks on the comments board. You're lovely, even if you are not on the comments board. Have a great week. See you next time. Up next, Amanda, and she'll be followed, as usual, at 9 p.m. by Daniel Blumen. Have a great week. See ya. You're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, MFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Out here in the field.
Watch a movie tonight. Chicago, Arizona. to this song.
I just did, buddy.
Nice.
I just did.
Okay, send me that. We'll just use it.